And I didn't have to go far to look for our interview today. I have one of our employees here at the radio station, Mr. Ethan Dymacki, and welcome in this morning.
How's it going, Matt?
Well, it's going good, man. It's going good. Glad to have you here. For those who don't know who you are, just tell a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So up until a couple months ago, I used to be a student at Westminster College in Fulton, graduated from there, and now I work here as a DJ part-time, doing some administrative stuff for Mr. Darty. But I'm not too much going on in my life right now.
Right on. Well, you do a good job, if I may say so myself.
Appreciate it.
I know my opinion doesn't count for much, but you know, the reason why I have you here this morning is because of COVID-19, and you believe that you did actually come down with COVID-19.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that whole experience. First of all, do you know where you think you caught it from?
Certainly. So, about February 20th or so, I was part of an investment committee at Westminster College, and every couple years they take a trip to New York City. And so this was the year of the trip, unfortunately, but it was back in February, so there weren't too many restrictions in place at the time. We didn't really know the severity of it, how far it had spread, and so the trip was green-lighted. So we go up to New York City late February and spend some time up there in some financial institutions, some advertising places. We get home, everything's fine because there's nothing locked down or anything, so we're kind of wandering the city. We get home, and lo and behold, about a week later, some people at Brookfield, which was an advertising agency we spent some time at, tested positive for the virus. But we're thinking, oh man, there's thousands of people that work there, so there's no way we came into contact with the two or three people that had it. Well, cut to about 2 weeks later, and I was asymptomatic for about 2 weeks. So cut to about 2 weeks later, and I come down with like these really bad sinuses and stuff. Nothing bad, my lungs are fine, I'm feeling okay. And give it about one more week till about spring break, about mid-March, and all of a sudden I can't breathe. You know, I'm in bed, can't get up, and the two guys who sat right next to me on the airplane both tested positive. And so I'm like, at this point, it's pretty certain. I'm like, okay, I got COVID in New York.
Yeah, and those two guys that were sitting beside you, they lived in Fulton, is that right? Or where did they live at?
They were both Westminster College students with me at in Fulton, but one of them lives in Jefferson City. That's where he got tested, and the other one lives in California. I believe he also got tested in Jeff.
And you live in Voss, is
correct?
That right? So you decided that since these guys have tested and you're showing all of the symptoms of it, that you're going to self-quarantine and not go to the doctor, but take care of it yourself, right?
Right. I figured at the point I was getting geared up to go, you know, I had my mask, I was getting ready, my lungs were on fire. I was going to go get tested the next day, but then they contacted me and they said, hey man, we tested positive, we were sitting right next to you on the plane. I figured it would have been a waste of resources for a 21-year-old kid to go use a test that someone a little more, you know, with an immune deficiency or something, they could have used that test. So I decided, okay, I'm 99% certain I have it, so I'm going to go ahead and self-quarantine and save other people the trouble of taking care of me when I'll probably be okay.
And this was back whenever testing, there were not a whole lot of tests going around.
Nearly zero. Yeah.
Right, and it was very, it was actually pretty hard to get a test back then, I'm
yep.
sure. You talked to the folks who tested positive, the guys you were sitting beside, how hard was it for them to actually get tested?
It was pretty difficult because you had to go through your primary physician first or a different doctor to even confirm you had enough symptoms to go get tested. In fact, another guy who was on the trip with us, he sat right behind us on the airplane. His doctor wouldn't even okay him to go get tested, even though he was, you know, 2 foot away from people who had tested positive. You had to really be on the precipice of like, okay, this dude for sure has COVID before you could even confirm that.
Right. What was the worst part of your symptoms whenever you had this? Was it not being able to breathe? You said your lungs were on fire. I've heard people say, I wasn't able to take a deep breath.
Absolutely, the lungs. The sinuses and the pressure and everything else were very flu-like. So, you know, we're kind of used to that. We've been through that before. But the lungs were a totally new ball game. I mean, whenever you would take a deep breath, it was almost like your body was forcing it out. It felt like there were literal embers inside of your lungs, like shards of glass, every time you take a really deep breath.
Wow. I'm just sitting here and listening to all this. I know one person had told me that I interviewed, and they were tested positive for COVID, that they lost their sense of taste. That was like one of the worst things, too, and it hadn't even come back a couple of weeks later. Did that happen with you as well?
Absolutely, yes. That was almost the first thing to go. So the sinuses kicked in first and the really bad sinus pressure, and then my sense of taste and smell went, and then the lungs kicked in, and the sense of taste and smell, that lasted for a solid month and a half before I started to recover. The lungs recovered and my sinuses recovered, but the taste and smell lingered.
So is that still lingering for you to this day? And this was back in April, I think, whenever you were telling us right. that you were experiencing that, right?
No, I think I've chugged enough hot sauce to get over that.
So the hot sauce is the key to be able to taste after COVID-19.
I think so.
Right on. Are you seeing any other long-lasting effects, or did you feel like you would get over this because you were young and healthy?
Yeah, I was pretty confident that I was going to recover fully. I wasn't super worried about being put on a respirator or anything like that. My main concern was spreading it. There's immune deficiency people in my family. I have elderly grandparents and friends at school who could take it home to their families. So I was really cognizant of who I was coming into contact with.
Sure, I totally understand that. Feeling okay today?
Feeling great, yeah.
You're back on top of your game.
Killing it. I hope so. I'm in the office.
Right on. Right on. Well, I appreciate you sharing your experience. Anything that you would tell people out there who may be experiencing those symptoms, any advice that you would give to them?
Sure. Well, first of all, go make sure you have it. I feel like tests have gotten to the point where you can pretty much go get one if you need to get one. There's assistive programs now. But quarantine, it's so important. I know people are starting, it's kind of crazy to me how we've collectively decided we're kind of done with COVID. We're opening back up. It's serious, it's real, and even if the world is opening back up, it doesn't mean that you have to participate in that. I'm a healthy 21-year-old kid. I work out, I eat okay, and it put me on my butt for, a month and a half. So I can't imagine how someone who's immune deficient, who's elderly, who has a pre-existing condition, I can't imagine how this thing would, we know how 100,000 people have been affected, they died, right? So take it seriously, wear the mask. It's not for you, it's for other people. So if you feel like you're being selfish, or if you want to be selfish and not wear the mask, just do it for everybody around you. Don't do it for you.
No doubt about it. I was going to ask you about one more thing too, and we've been seeing reports about these antibody tests that are out there to where it can say, yes, you've had COVID-19, but they have only been about 50% accurate. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you would be interested in taking to see if you actually had COVID, or you just pretty sure that you had it, and how would you approach that?
I would be willing to go take it. I am confident I had it just because of the circumstances surrounding the situation, but I would also be willing to go do the antibody test. I also just recently gave blood to the Red Cross.
I see that.
Encourage you to do that as well, but they were going to get back to me in contact with the full diagnosis of my blood, so hopefully I find out something interesting there.
Well, let me know. We'll stay in contact. Absolutely. For sure. All right, well, thanks for stopping by this morning. I certainly appreciate your appearance.
My pleasure, Matt.